From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with P.J. O'Rourke, Paula Poundstone, and Luke Burbank. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Carl will fire up the Limerick barbecue and grill some portobello mushrooms.
Ew. Ew.
It's vegan. You'll like it. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. PJ, a new study suggests that doing what can lead to immoral behavior?
Oh, I know all about this.
I know you do. That's why we directed this question to you, sir.
Yeah, drink.
Yes, they just figured that out. It's why the people in, like, the Whole Foods parking lot are so vicious about stealing your parking space.
Eating organic food?
Yes, eating organic food can make you immoral, according to a new study.
Peter, get out of here.
I'm sorry. You know, I dislike vegans as much as the next person. But they're nothing compared to drunks.
Wait, Peter, who did this study?
A scientist did it, Paula, and this is what the scientist did.
Who made him a scientist? Did he just...
Did he find that badge?
He had a white lab coat. I wasn't going to ask for a diploma.
If he had a white coat, he might have been an ice cream man.
You never know. But look, there are listeners right out there right now who are wondering why they ended up eating, you know, organic strawberries and shooting a guy, and I can explain.
All right, okay.
So we're not letting you.
I know.
I'm there.
All right, well, we're going to explain. So they took these groups of people. And they didn't even feed them organic food. They showed them pictures of packages of organic food. Some people were shown organic products. Some people were shown regular junk food or normal food. And then those same people were given quizzes and questioned about various things that were to ascertain their level of sort of moral turpitude.
Well, if you sat me down and showed me a bunch of pictures of organic food, I'd punch you too.
Well, no.
Oh, what a thing to do to somebody.
So what they determined was that there's something about organic food that makes people feel virtuous simply by virtue of experiencing it or having it. So therefore, they feel they can get away with something bad because they've already done something virtuous. You see?
Well, that's where Democrats come from. I don't see what it has to do with organic food.
Did you know the other part of this study, Peter, which was that so some of the people were shown foods that were labeled as organic. Some people were shown stuff that wasn't organic, but it was, you know, like relatively rice, kind of innocuous stuff. And then some people were shown like brownies and things that were called comfort food. And I think we're burying the lead here because the people who looked at the comfort food were nicer.
Yes.
They were less judgy. They were just in their own shame spiral.
Exactly.
From, like, looking at brownies that they weren't judging anyone else, which, you know.
I must make up for my disgrace by looking at this brownie by helping this person in need.
Yes, which I.
Well, the people who had the organic kale were like, let the bastard die. What do I do?
Yes.
Paula, a new review of shipwrecks, records of shipwrecks since the Titanic, shows that along with not having enough lifeboats and playing chicken with icebergs, sailors around the world also immediately gave up what idea after that tragedy?
Of going down with the ship.
Pretty much, yes. What they gave up was women and children first. Look, men tried to be chivalrous on the Titanic, and where did it get them? It got them to the bottom of the ocean. Or, best case scenario, in Aunt Millie's spare dress. So here's the problem, though. So everybody heard about women and children first on the Titanic. It was really one of the only times it was ever put in place. So on a shipwreck, you can imagine, later on, 10, however many years later, ship's going down. The women and children are like, this is great. We're going to go first. And the ship's crew is like, all right, of course, we're going to board the lifeboats, women and children first. But first, we have some pre-boarding. We'd like our silver and platinum passengers, plus any men on board. We invite them to pre-board at this time. Also, if there are any families of men who need extra time, if you have any luggage like a Y chromosome, please. PJ, thanks to a scientist at MIT, one of life's great struggles has finally been solved. The scientist has figured out how to increase the speed of what?
Hmm. No, I need a little hint there.
The study was done in conjunction with the Heinz 57 Institute.
Speed of ketchup.
Yes, yeah. The speed of ketchup. Getting ketchup out of the bottle. He has managed to solve that problem.
You got to go to MIT
to figure out.
You know what you do? You take the ketchup, you put it in one of those little plastic squeeze bottles. You can get ketchup that goes 70 miles an hour. Just lay it on the table and go, wham! You know?
But it's still stuck inside the. I think this is really a contribution.
Well, let me explain. So MIT researcher... And let's be honest, America's greatest hero, Dave Smith, has invented a substance that makes the inside of a ketchup bottle almost frictionless. So the ketchup speeds right out of there. It is called Liquiglide. Dr. Smith is not the slightest bit embarrassed about that.
Nothing gross here.
Nothing gross here.
Guy's at MIT and he never saw a squirt bottle of ketchup, you know? I mean, these people don't get out enough.
The squirt bottle does not solve the problem of what we call the shy ketchup.
Explain, Paula.
Well, you know what does solve this, and you don't have to go to MIT to figure this out. It's a larger cap on the ketchup bottle.
Yeah, but then see what happens is yes, I think you're probably right, but the way the ketchup bottle is currently shaped, you can't get a knife all the way. You can't get up under the eaves of shoulders
it's
of
important.
The bottle
yeah.
to yeah. get the shy ketchup.
The shy ketchup.
So you think that the ketchup just doesn't have a lot of confidence?
Yeah, we always call it that. When something won't come out in our house, it's shy.
It's shy. Never mind.